This is Liz Barker
on Cambridge 105 Radio.
Right, let's see if Yvette's there. Let's give it one more go. Yvette, are you there?
I am, loud and clear. How are you?
Oh, I'm very, very well. Thank you so much for chatting to us. How are you? Are you feeling excited about Halloween? Do you still get involved?
Of course. I'm always excited about Halloween. And yes, I get involved. So Most Haunted has been on for the last 10 nights, and we're filming a new investigation next Monday, and we're also on Halloween night, we're coming live from HMP Shrewsbury. You have to go on to mosthauntedexperience.com on the Facebook page. Last time we did it, we got 1.6 million people tuning in, and it's a really, really frightening, spooky place. And so I'm really excited about it, but at the same time, a little bit frightened about Wednesday night.
Yeah, so you stay out all night, do you?
Yes. I like to stay out all night, not partying, but sort of like huddled up in warm clothes with a night vision camera, a torch, and a flask of hot tea. That'll do me.
Now, you're investigating the paranormal. What's the scariest thing that has genuinely happened? Because you obviously do believe it's not just for the cameras, is it?
No, there's been so many. I mean, Most Haunted has been going on for 18 years now.
Wow.
And we've had so many bizarre, wonderful, inexplainable, frightening things that have happened to myself and the team. Sometimes, you know, I've been in absolute tears from the shock of it all. Other times, just in absolute wonderment. And I feel very blessed to do what I do. And I want to continue investigating the paranormal because it's such a huge passion of mine, and more and more people, you know, it seems that our country, Britain, we're getting more and more involved in Halloween. We're sort of following the states because they really love the Halloween time, but Britain, we're following that trend. We're getting more involved in it. People are more interested in the paranormal than ever before, and so, you know, I don't think I'll ever stop doing it. You know, perhaps when I'm too old to even walk, but only then. You know, but I do like getting scared, and then there are other times when I don't like getting scared, and that's to do with energy bills, which is really why I'm talking to you today.
So, just tell me, when you're at home, do you live in an old property?
I do. I live in a very, very old property. The foundations date back to the 1400s. And it's a big old farmhouse. We have the ghost of a cavalier. He was killed and shot at the side of the house. We found the musket balls in the building. And we have ghosts of children. They like to move the chairs and tables around. And my poor mum won't sleep in one of the bedrooms, you know, because she's seen a gentleman staring at her while she was in bed. A lot of ladies would quite like that, but my mum didn't.
But it doesn't bother you living there? You kind of quite like it, or?
Yeah, it's weird. When I come back from doing an investigation on Most Haunted, and if I'm on my own, I'll sort of talk out loud and I'll say, now play nice tonight, please. I don't want any surprises. I don't want to hear you banging around. But whenever I speak out like that, nothing seems to happen, which is good.
Well, that's interesting. I mean, most of us have to contend with keeping the lights on for the children at night if they're scared of the dark or a few spiders or, you know, but you're actually dealing with some full-on ghosts at home. So what do you find is the scariest thing? Something you can't see, ghosts, or is it just something silly?
Oh, no, the scariest thing, I suppose, is when something can harm you, you know, which I don't like that at all. Mm. I think that's upset me more than anything. But recently, a few months ago, I had an energy bill drop through the door, and it was more frightening than actually seeing a ghost. And I'm not kidding. It was, and I'm not alone in this.
No.
Nearly a fifth of Brits are more scared of getting an unexpected energy bill than they are of the paranormal or seeing a ghost. And that got me thinking, and I thought, well, I'm not alone there. And so I'm switching to a smart energy box. That's going to be really exciting because they are so great for the environment. They clock up how much energy that you are actually using in real time. So if you're on a tight budget, you can use that. It really is absolutely a must for me, and you're not going to get any more energy monsters, you know, dropping through onto the letterbox, and you're having a really scary bill.
Mm.
You know, the smart meter is the way to go, and I'm looking forward to having mine fitted, because that really was most, you know, really frightening.
Yeah, no, bills are horrendous. I've got something called Nest at home. That's my system that I use, and it is amazing. We only had it recently put in about a year ago, and it has saved hugely on the bills.
Yeah, it's got to be done. I think we've got to move with the times. Mm. You use less energy, and you're saving money.
Mm.
You know, I mean, do you leave your TV on standby at night? I think a lot of people do. I know I do.
Yeah, that's terrible, isn't it?
Teenagers and kids, they're always leaving on their computers. And I mean, that's it, isn't it? Computers, you're leaving them on standby.
Mm.
A lot of them are frightened to turn off your Skybox or whatever, because oh no, I might lose stuff.
Mm.
And so, of course, that all mounts up. But having a smart meter, you know, you can see exactly what you are using.
Mm.
I'm looking forward, as I say, to really getting that kicked in and started and saving a lot of money.
Yeah, and climate change is a huge thing. I think we all need to be aware of how much energy we use and try and, you know, use less and save the planet. And we're going to be talking about that later in the show, actually, in more detail. So can I just ask you, Yvette, before you go, Blue Peter, our 60th anniversary, did you have fun?
I did you?
Yes, it was nice. It was nice to see everybody. It went by very quickly. Yeah, it was good. It was good.
It was absolutely lovely. And I loved seeing all the old faces. I was saying, you know, to see the old producers that you've not seen for years, your co-presenters.
Mm.
You know, life, isn't it? Life gets in the way and you lose touch with some people. So it was like a huge school reunion.
It was.
So it was lovely. I absolutely adored it.
But you were one of the youngest presenters ever. Were you 17 or 18 when you...
I was 17, yeah.
Youngest ever.
When you think about it, you know, if we only had four channels like we did back then, and the pressures that were on us back then were, you know, a lot more than they are today.
Mm.
I think, gosh, you know, would I have been able to have coped?
Mm. No.
Today, and I think I probably would have found it a little bit easier today than we did back then. You know, it was a very hard, I don't think I could have done it, you know, being 17, never been away from home before and sent over to Russia for 6 weeks. That was a real kind of jolt, you know.
Mm.
But I did it and carried on for 5 years and loved every minute of it. I mean, you know what it's like. It's hard work, but great fun.
Yeah, it's a huge part of your life, isn't it? And
yeah,
I mean, the stories we all have, I think, which we can't obviously say on air, but I think, you know, get us in a room together and when we're, you know, chatting and... it's really interesting, isn't it? All of our experiences are very different, but similar in many ways.
The click, click, click of the heels, the biddy backs are coming down the metal stairs, and you know you've got sort of 5 minutes to on air, and she put a great big. Because of course, did you have auto cue then?
We had sometimes. Yeah.
We didn't have.
I don't know how he did that live. No auto cue.
Yeah. And she'd come in, she'd put a great big line right through your.
Oh my gosh.
Learnt on Henry VIII, and go, darling, I've changed it. I've rewritten it. Learn it. And you're like, oh my god.
Minutes to on air. Yeah. When they change everything around. Don't. Yeah. Actually, being Almost Haunted is probably easier and less frightening than Biddy live telly.
That's a good thing. No. I changed my mind. Yeah, smart meters. Yeah, Biddy Baxter is more frightening.
It's fantastic. Now, Yvette, I have got a very special request. I love being scared. I absolutely love everything about Most Haunted. Can you invite me on to one of your celebrity specials? Because I really am very jumpy and very screamy and think I would make good telly.
Well, I tell you what, I'm looking at the producer. Can this gorgeous lady come on to one of our shows? She's asking if she can come on one of our shows.
I really want to experience what it is like.
And big thumbs up, yes.
Brilliant.
You're more than welcome. We can be scared together.
Yeah, that would be nice. I love being scared, but I am a very, very scary, jumpy, screamy kind of girl. But
the more the merrier. Absolutely. We will get it sorted.
Brilliant. Thanks, Yvette. Well, it's lovely talking to you. Take care. Enjoy tomorrow.
Take care. Hey, see you on the next one.
See you at the 70th. Take care. Bye.
Bye,
honey.